这实在是教会的诗歌。
Truly, this is a hymn of the church.
这也是我们的祷告。
This is also our prayer.
求我们的主复兴他的工作。
May the Lord revive His work.
我们就是他的工作。
We are His work.
教会乃是基督的工作。
And the church is the workmanship of Christ.
当我们早晨一同在主面前有这样的唱诗、这样的祷告的时候
，This morning when we can sing before Him and pray before Him，
我们相信主他必定要来完成他手中的工作。
We trust that He will come and accomplish His work。
我们早晨啊，我们先读几处的经文。
This morning, let us begin by reading a few scriptures。
请我们先打开圣经到旧约圣经以赛亚书。
Let us first turn to the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
我们先翻到以赛亚书第五十九章。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 59.
以赛亚书五十九章，我们先读十六节。
Chapter 59, verse 16.
这里他是指着耶和华神，他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。
And he, who is the Lord, saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him.
那请弟兄姐妹特别注意，这边说到，他见无人代求，甚为诧异。
And he was here it says he was astonished that there was no one to intercede.
好，我们在下一处，在以赛亚书第六十二章。
Further in Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚书第六十二章，我们读第六、第七两节。
Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜并不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and night they will never keep silent. And you who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourself, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
我们第三处我们要读新约的以弗所书。
And then we'll turn to the New Testament, the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3，
我们要从第十四节读到第二十一节。
We'll read from verse 14 to verse 21。
以弗所书第三章第十四节，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们，神能照运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
Ephesians 3:14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through the Holy Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let's bow our head in the further word of prayer. Lord, this morning may you hear the cry of your church. May you extend your outstretched arm, the powerful arm, to revive your work. As we wait patiently before your presence, Lord, may you come into our midst and revive each one of us. Pour out your love into our hearts again.
我们能够重新再对你的心意有一个火热。
So once more, our hearts will be lit a flame for your heart desire.
我们仰望依靠你的恩典。
Lord, we look up to your grace.
求你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们刚才所读以赛亚书第五十九章里面给我们看见这位无所不知。 无所不能的神，他也会感到诧异。
Earlier, when we read from Isaiah chapter 59, we see this God who is almighty and all-knowing. He was astonished.
全能的神为何会诧异呢？
How come an almighty God would be astonished?
因他见无人代求，他甚为诧异。
He saw that there was no one to intercede, and he was surprised.
当神的百姓偏离了神的心意，
And when the people of God go astray from his desire and his will.
当神百姓的见证软弱了,
when the testimony of God's people become weakened.
神看见在地上无人代求,
and he saw that there was no man on the earth that would intercede, and he was astonished.
我相信神在今天这末了的世代,
and I do think today, in this end time, the Lord will be astonished as well.
神诧异为什么为何这么少的人来关心神的心意。
He would be astonished to see how so few people care for his desire.
为何这么少的人为了神的见证恒切的代求。
Why so few people would pray constantly and intercede for his testimony.
弟兄姐妹，我在主的面前有一个祷告。
And I have a personal prayer before the Lord.
愿神在我们中间 兴起代祷的人。
The Lord will raise up intercessors among us.
愿神在他的教会中能够兴起更多能够合神心意的代祷者。
That the Lord will raise up more intercessors according to his purpose among his church.
刚才坐在前面听到弟兄姐妹伴随着钢琴在主面前唱这首诗歌的时候，
And I was seated in the front row, and I was hearing the singing of all the brothers and sisters with the accompanying of the piano.
我心里实在 很受激励。
And my heart was truly excited and encouraged.
因为似乎听见弟兄姐妹们从心里面向主发出这样的呼求。
And I think I was hearing a heart's cry from the hearts of brothers and sisters.
很盼望我们在主面前这样的一个呼求能够蒙神所应允。
And how we desire for such a cry to be heard and accepted by the Lord.
他能够复兴我们能够成为一般在这末了世代为他教会为他心意祷告的一般人。
That he will answer our prayer and make us into and revive his work and make us into intercessors to pray for his desire and his work in this end time.
今天我们乃是在一场非常猛烈的属灵征战当中。
Today we're in a very fierce spiritual battle.
我们从祷告这件事情就可以看见这场属灵征战猛烈的情形。
And from this matter of prayer, we can already see how fierce this battle is.
无论是基督徒个人的祷告生活，
Whether it's our own personal prayer life,
或是教会里祷告的那个服事，
Or the corporate prayer of the church.
我们看见几乎都是摆上时间最少， 参加人数也是最少， 的一件事情。
We see these are the things that we pay the least attention to and spend the least time for, and we also there is also the least participation.
为什么呢
？Why is that？
因为神的仇敌知道，他如果能够单言神儿女们的祷告
，Because we know the enemy knows that if he can delay the prayer of the saints，
他可以用各种方式来拦阻神儿女们祷告。
If he can distract in all the way always possible the prayer of the saints，
仇敌就可以继续单言神旨意的成就。
And perhaps he can delay the accomplishment of God's will。
换句话说
，In another word，
神的仇敌所最害怕的就是神儿女们祷告。
What the enemy fears the most is the prayer of the children of God。
因此，仇敌竭尽全能的来拦阻神儿女们祷告。
So he tries with all his might to distract us from our prayers.
当使徒保罗写以弗所书的时候，他是被关在罗马的监狱里。
As Apostle Paul was writing the book of Ephesians, he was imprisoned in the prison of Rome.
然而，保罗并没有因此而停止为教会、为神儿女们祷告。
But that was not a circumstance that can stop Paul from praying for the church of God.
所以我们看见从前罗马帝国的权势不能借着这个物质的监狱来阻止保罗为教会祷告。
So we see the whole Roman Empire was unable to stop Paul from praying by a physical prison.
同样的，今天撒旦也不能借着艰难的环境来拦阻神儿女们祷告。
In the same way, our enemy Satan should not be able to stop the children of God from praying by any kind of difficult circumstances.
弟兄姐妹，你是一个祷告的人吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you a prayer?
你愿意成为一个合神心意的代祷者吗
？Are you willing to become one who intercedes for God's purpose?
使徒保罗他是一个合神心意的代祷者。
And we see Apostle Paul, he was an intercessor according to God's will.
他是在这场属灵征战当中属基督的精兵。
And he was a soldier of Christ in this battle.
无论在任何的情况
，In all circumstances,
他一直按着神的心意为教会、为神儿女们祷告。
He continued to pray for God's purpose, for God's will, and for the children of God.
所以保罗在写以弗所书的当中
，So when he was writing the book of Ephesians，
他一方面把他从三神天所得的启示交通给以弗所的圣徒。
On one hand, he was communicating the revelation that he received, as he said he went on the third heavens.
但是我们看见，当他才开始交通没多久，他就停下来。在父的面前来祷告。
But we see as soon as he began sharing about these revelation, he paused to pray before the Father.
为什么呢
？And why is that?
因为他知道圣徒们要能够来真知道这位荣耀的神。
Because he knew if the saints were to truly know the glorious God.
圣徒们要能够真知道神的恩召、基业和能力。
For the saints to truly know the inheritance, the power, and the holy calling of the Lord.
必须要借着祷告。
And it has to be through prayers.
因为这个真知道不是头脑里面的知识。
Because this true knowledge is not a head knowledge.
乃是灵里面的一个开启。
But it's a revelation in the spirit.
在福音书里面，我们看见有一次主耶稣就问门徒们说：“人说我是谁？”
We see our Lord Jesus in the book of Gospels was recorded that one time he asked his disciples, "Who?" Do the people say that I am?
对，当然门徒就回答耶稣说：“有人说你是这个，有人说你是那个。”
Of course, the disciples said, "Some say you're Elijah, some say you're John the Baptist."
然后呢，彼得呢就回答说：“你是基督，是神的儿子。”
But Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
主耶稣就对彼得说
：“And so the Lord Jesus told Peter,
说这不是属血肉的指示你的。”
That flesh and blood did not show this to you.
但是我在天上的父指示你的。
But my Father in heaven revealed it to you.
所以我们看见启示乃是从神而来。
We see this revelation only can come from God.
从神而来的启示才是那个在以弗所书保罗所讲的那个真知道。
Only a revelation directly from the Lord is this true knowledge that Paul talks about in Ephesians.
是灵里面的一个开启。
It is a opening of the spirit.
是一个更深对神的认识。
It is a deeper understanding of God.
是一个更丰富对神的一个知道。
And it's a fuller knowledge of who God is.
所以保罗在神的面前就为圣徒们祷告。
And therefore Paul prayed for the saints before God.
求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
That the Father will give them the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
叫你们真知道他。
So that you may truly know him.
并且因着这个灵里面的一个开启。
And because of the eyes of your heart be opened.
它就像光照一样。
It is like a light.
能够照明圣徒们里面的眼睛。
That the eyes of their hearts may be enlightened.
因着心中的眼睛被照明了。
With the eyes being enlightened.
为什么说眼睛被照明呢？
Why does it say our eyes need to be enlightened?
然后叫他们能够看见。
So that they can see.
所以我们看见这个启示所带来的乃是里面的一个看见。
And you, so you see, with the revelation, it brings an inner seeing of the eye.
叫他能够看见神的恩召、神的基业和神的能力。
That we may see the hope of his calling, to see his inheritance, and to see his power.
虽然保罗他自己又得着了启示。
Even though Paul had received this revelation himself.
我们看见保罗的口才也是没有话讲。
And we know he had eloquence beyond our capabilities.
然后我们看见保罗在交通的过程中，他就在父的面前屈膝祷告。
But as he fellowshiped with the saints, he bowed his knees.
因为他知道若不是从神来的开启。
Because he knew if it was not a revelation directly from God.
没有一个人能够真知道神。
No one would truly know God.
也没有人能够真知道神的恩召、神的基业和神的能力。
No one would be able to truly know the calling, the inheritance, and the power of God.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们看见这个启示是从神而来的
，If we can see that this revelation can only come from God,
我们就不难明白为什么我们需要祷告。
Then it's easy to understand why we need prayer so desperately.
我们不仅要为我们自己祷告。
Not only we need to pray for ourselves.
我们要为弟兄姐妹祷告。
We need to pray for our brothers and
sisters. 为我们的下一代儿女们祷告。
Pray for our younger generation.
好叫神能够将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们所有的人。
That the Lord will grant the spirit of wisdom and revelation to all of us.
叫我们能够从灵的里面能够真知道他。
So that from our spirit we may truly know him and see him.
叫我们能够看见神的恩召有何等的智慧。
That we can see what is the hope of our calling.
看见神在我们这些属他的人身上，他所要得着基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
To see the riches of the glory of the inheritance that he will gain from among us.
并且能够知道他向着我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And to see how great is the power that he has towards us who believe.
相信我们都非常关心我们的下一代，他们的属灵光景。
And then we trust all of us care for the next generation and our children.
当我们看见在我们中间长大的孩子们。
But as we see all the children that grew up among us.
特别在这过去十年里面的变化。
Especially those who graduated in this past 10 years.
实在叫我们感到忧心。
Sometimes our hearts are saddened.
当我们看见他们对主的渴慕是那样的少。
When we see the condition of their heart, their longing and their desire for the Lord.
我们虽然心里面是何等的担忧他们那个属灵的情形，然而我们却又感到好像无能为力。
On one hand, we do worry for their spiritual condition.On the other hand, we feel that it's very helpless, that there's very little that we could do.
我们看见孩子们，他们爱世界，不爱神。
We see how many love the world and not love God.
他们爱手机，不爱圣经。
They love their cell phone more than they love Bible.
他们爱打游戏，不爱来聚会。
They love playing video games. They do not love coming to fellowship.
弟兄姐妹，为什么在我们的下一代中间会有这样一个变化呢？
Why do we see such change among the younger generations?
到底那根本的问题在哪里？
What is the root cause of all this?
就是因为他们缺少从神而来的启示。
It's because they lack a direct revelation from God himself.
他们不够真认识这位荣耀的父。
They have not truly personally seen this glorious Father.
他们也没有看见那个荣耀的恩召。
And they have not seen the hope of this calling.
他没有看见神那个 丰盛的产业。
They have not seen the riches of God's inheritance.
他们也很少经历神那浩大的能力。
And they have very seldomly experienced that great power of God.
所以我们看见这世界的王，仇敌就可以用各样的工具吸引他们。
So we see that the prince of this world attracts them and distracts them from with all the tools at his disposal.
以至于我们看见在我们中间长大的孩子们软弱的不少。
And to a point, we see many who grew up among us had fallen or become weak.
迷失的也不少。
And many had gone astray.
甚至也有生病的。
And some are even sick.
弟兄姐妹，那我们能做什么呢？
So what can we do?
我们需要靠着神的恩典起来祷告。
We need to, by God's grace, rise up in prayer.
我们求神能够兴起更多祷告的人。
We need the Lord to raise up more people who intercede.
叫我们为着我们自己，也为着我们下一代，在神面前来恒切祷告。
So that we can pray for ourselves and pray for the next generation.
可能我们或许有弟兄姐妹心里面会想
，And perhaps some of us may have a thought in our hearts.
我们知道需要祷告。
We know that we need to pray.
我们也知道祷告的重要。
And we know how important prayer is.
我们也愿意来向神祷告。
And we're willing to give ourselves in prayers.
可是我。却常常感到软弱。
But often I feel that we are weak.
觉得连祷告的力量好像都没有。
I feel that I have no strength to pray.
所以我们看见在我们刚才所读以弗所第三章那里，保罗有第二个为教会的祷告。
So we see when we came to chapter 3 of Ephesians, he had a second prayer for the church.
主神，我盼望能够从这一段圣经里面和弟兄姐妹交通三个重点。
And now I desire to share 3 points from this portion of the scripture.
第一个重点就讲到叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
First,
在第十六节。
It is from verse 16 that your inner man will be strengthened.
然后第二个重点呢，乃是使基督在十七节使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
That's, secondly, from verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
叫你们的爱心有根有基。
And then your love will be root, you will be grounded and rooted in love.
第三个重点就是在第十八节，就是能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And then thirdly, from verse 18, that may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and depth of God's love.
在第十六节这边讲到，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。这心里的力量呢，原文做里面的人。
Here it says, you will be strengthened through the power of the of His Spirit in the inner man.
就是我们里面那个属灵的新生命。
That is the new spiritual life within us.
弟兄姐妹，我们在我们属灵生活当中感到软弱，就是我们里面这个人软弱了。
And often when we feel weak in our spiritual walk, it is this inner man that becomes weak.
当我们在这场属灵征战当中。
And in the spiritual battle,
我们里面的人若是软弱,
if our inner man is weak,
你看见仇敌可以用任何的难处来限制我们,
then the enemy can use any kind of difficulty to constrain us,
叫我们不能活出神的心意,
so that we cannot live according to God's will,
叫我们不能活出主的见证,
that we cannot live out a testimony for the Lord.
所以我们看见这里保罗为着教会有一个祷告,
so Paul here had a prayer for the church.
要叫你们心里的力量，就是里面的人要刚强起来。
That he desires for our inner man to be strengthened.
在哥林多后书第四章那里，给我们看见我们蒙恩的基督徒，我们不仅有里面的人，我们还有外面的人。
We read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that there is an inner man and the outer man.
这外面的人呢，就是指着我们这个属肉体的那个旧生命而言。
This outer man that is decaying, speaks of that fleshly body.
也就是那原本堕落的我们这个魂的生命。
And that is our soul life that was corrupted.
在我们蒙恩得救之前。
Before we were saved.
我们的灵是死的。
Our spirit was dead.
所以我们不能够与这位神有交通。
So we're unable to have any fellowship with the living God.
神是灵，要与他交通的，必须要借着灵来与神交通。
God is the Spirit. We can only commune with Him through the Spirit.
所以，当我们因着信主耶稣，我们蒙恩得救之后
，So by faith in Jesus Christ, we were saved. And
神就借着耶稣的宝血洗净了我们原本这被罪恶所玷污的灵。
And our by his precious blood, he washed us clean, and this our spirit was revived.
就叫我们这个灵活过来了。
And our spirit was became alive.
或者说神借着主的救恩呢，他把一个新的灵创造在我们里面。
In another word, through the salvation of God, He created in us a new heart, a new spirit.
叫我们能够借着这个心灵，能够与神有交通。
That with this new spirit, we're able to commune and fellowship with God.
因此我们能够呼叫神为阿爸。
And therefore, we can call Him Abba Father.
开始的时候，这个属灵的新生命呢，它还是很幼嫩的。
In the beginning, our new spiritual life is very young and weak.
所以我们看见信主不久之后
And so as soon as we become saved
我们就感觉到我们里面这个新人啊里面这个新生命呢是喜爱神的话语
And we know we can sense that there is a new life within us that desires after the word of God
我们里面这个人呢也愿意来遵行神的旨意
And this new man inside of us is willing to obey the Lord
可是我们慢慢的就发现我们里面这个幼小的这个属灵的新生命呢，好像常常受到一个限制，受到挤压。
But gradually we realize and we sense that this new life within us is being constrained.
就是因为在我们身上那个外面的人啊，那个堕落的生命呢，在那里来限制我们。
Because in our life we still have the outer man, our old life that is trying to constrain and choke up the new life within us.
就是我们这个属肉体的己啊，它有它自己的意思和主张。
That our fleshly self still has his own will and his own desires.
所以在我们信主不久之后，我们就经历了保罗在罗马书第七章那里所说的。
So pretty soon we experience what Paul said in Romans chapter 7.
他说：“我所愿意的善，我反不做。”我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
He said, "I do not do what I desire to do. The evil that I don't want to do, I do."
他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体
？”He said, "How wretched I am! Who can save me out of this deathly body?"
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这样的经历呢
？Do you have such experience?
就当你好像在每天当中，你想要花一点时间来读经、祷告、亲近主。
Perhaps every day you desire to spend time to draw near to the Lord in His words.
特别今天我们常常人手一机，我们可能用手机、用电脑，我们想说来读一点主的话，来亲近。
Especially today, it's more convenient that everyone has a cell phone, everyone has a computer. You can access His word anytime.
突然间呢，这手机就来了一个信息。
But as soon as you desire to read His words, you receive a text message.
或电脑呢，突然间呢，就出现一个。新电邮
Where you receive a new email on your computer
然后我们就按一下
And then we just out of curiosity of course we click on it
然后又按一下
And then we click again
然后再按一下
And then we click and click
当我们缓过神来已经过了一两个小时
And before you know it an hour or two has already passed
我们发现主的话还没有读到呢一两个小时过去了
And we haven't even began reading God's word We have already wasted an hour
我们心里面呢就懊悔不已
And then we regret in our heart.
好，我明天绝对不要这样。
I said tomorrow I will not do the same.
就当你明天又要来读主的话语，亲近主的时候。
As soon as tomorrow comes, when we open God's word,
你发现又有别的这个打岔。
Another distraction comes.
然后一下子那天读经的时间又错过。
And then before you know it, you missed another day of reading.
结果我们一次一次的失败。
And we fail again and again.
我们觉得我们里面的人是何等的软。
We felt how weak is our inner man.
我们何等需要祷告，求主叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
And how we need to pray that the Lord will strengthen the inner man.
我们这里面的人要能够刚强呢，也不是按着我们人的想法，或是照着人的办法。
And we know to strengthen our inner man is not according to our own ways or our own methods.
圣经告诉我们说，乃是按着神丰盛的荣耀。借着他的灵
The Bible says according to the riches of his glory and with the power through his spirit
弟兄姐妹我们要知道我们里面的人要刚强这是神的心意
We need to know brothers and sisters it is God's desire for our inner man to be strengthened
因为神拯救我们就是要借着住在我们里面的这位圣灵把神丰盛的荣耀坐在我们身上
He saved us with a purpose that he wants the spirit that dwells within us to accomplish the glory of God in us.
弟兄姐妹，这就是为什么我们需要祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is why we need to pray.
因为当我们祷告的时候
When we pray,
因为你知道祷告啊，它不是一个外面的形式。
Because this is not an outward formality.
它也不是只是一些啊话语而已。
It's not just muttering some words.
因为当我们信主的人祷告的时候
，And because when a believer prays,
我们的灵就与神有交通。
Our spirit communes and fellowships with God.
借着这样一个隐秘式的交通
，through this fellowship in the secret place，
就是我们灵与神的灵有交通。
That when our spirit communes with God's spirit，
我们里面的人就渐渐的刚强起。
Our inner man will be strengthened。
另一方面，我们也要学习在我们的生活当中。
On the other hand, we need to learn in our life。
我们常常的能够来听圣灵的声音。
We need to learn to listen to the voice of the Spirit。
并且听见了。我们就顺从圣灵的带领。
And as we hear him, we will obey and follow his leading.
上个主日，我们弟兄和我们交通到以马忤斯的两个门徒与主耶稣同行。
Our brother shared with us last Sunday about that two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，我们有没有人很羡慕啊？我们若是能够在那个时候啊，像那个门徒一样，能够与主同行，那多好！
I don't know if any of you or any of us.Even long were is jealous of those two disciples who were able to walk physically with the Lord.
And
they were able to break bread with the Lord.
然后呢，突然间，他们好像里面的眼睛啊就被开了。
And then suddenly the eye of their heart was enlightened.
他们就认出那位复活的主来。
And they were able to recognize the risen Lord.
因为我们可能都很羡慕那样的经历。
Perhaps we all long for such an experience.
弟兄姐妹，早晨。我盼望我们每一个人清楚的知道。
But this morning, I want everyone to know very clearly.
今天我们所得的恩典比那两个门徒更大。
That the grace we receive today is even greater than those two disciples.
因为今天基督就借着圣灵住在你我的里面。
Because today Christ Himself dwells in you and me through the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，你明白这个意思吗
？Do you know what I mean?
就是。一天二十四小时
That daily 24/7
每一时刻每一分钟
Moment by moment Every minute of your life
这位复活的主就借着圣灵住在你我的里面
This risen Lord is already dwelling within you and I By his Holy Spirit
与我们同行
And he walks with us
与我们交谈
He talks with us
那姐妹这是何等的宝贵
And how precious this is
今天我们若明白这一点
If we fully understand this
我们若真认识到基督借着圣灵就住在我们里
If we truly know the indwelling Christ
弟兄姐妹我们这个人必定要发生一个翻天覆地的改变
Then there will be a total change in us
所以我们看见借着当我们在我们每天生活当中
So as we discipline in our daily lives
甚至于是弟兄姐妹，你们去上班的时候
，Even on your way to work，
在路上开车
，As you're driving on the road，
在办公室里面喝水的时间
，Or as you are taking a water break in your office，
有十分钟
，Even if you have 10 minutes，
五分钟
，Or 5 minutes，
甚至两分钟
，Even 2 minutes，
弟兄姐妹，我们都能够来与主有交通。
Those are the time we can use to fellowship with our Lord。
弟兄姐妹，这是这位圣灵住在我们里面。宝贵的地方
And this is a preciousness of the Lord who dwells in us.
圣灵就像恩膏的教训，他要在凡事上面来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit is that anointing, that will teach us in all things.
弟兄姐妹，我们若留心在我们里面这位圣灵微小的声音
，And if we can pay attention to that small still voice of the Spirit,
我们不仅听见
，Then not only we will hear Him,
我们还来顺服。
We can also obey him.
弟兄姐妹，我们里面的人就渐渐的刚强起来。
Then this inner man will be strengthened.
所以这是我们今天何等需要来注意、来学习、操练的一件事。
And this is one most important thing we need to pay attention to and to discipline.
我们如果想到说，今天我们和我们的孩子们。
And today, if we think about ourselves and our children,
我们每天从早到晚就忙着许多的事情。
And there are many things we're busy about, from morning to evening.
我们思想里面所想的就都是世界上的事情。
If you take examine everything that we think about,
我们接触到这世界许多的新闻。
And these are all worldly things. We see the news every day.
不管是真的是假的。
Whether it's real news or fake news.
然后我们也 常常思想这许许多多繁琐的事情。
And we can, our mind is busy with all these trivial matters.
这也难怪我们里面的那个人啊，就渐渐的软弱下来。
No wonder our inner man sometimes becomes weak.
若是当圣灵在我们里面感动我们的时候。
But if the Holy Spirit touches us.
圣灵在我们里面要和我们说话的时候。
And when he moves us, he wants to talk to us.
我们忽略。
And we ignore him.
我们听了也不顺从。
And if we hear him and, but not obey him.
我们里面的人就更加的软弱。
Then our inner man will become even weaker.
我发现今天仇敌在神的儿女们中间所做的一件非常厉害的一个破坏工作呢，就是叫今天的人啊非常的忙碌。
I see a severe destruction that the enemy is doing among us is that he causes us to be very busy.
仇敌借着忙碌呢，就叫我们没有时间来与神有交通。
Through busyness, we lose the time that we have to fellowship with the Lord.
不仅大人忙碌，连孩子们也忙碌。
Not only the adults are busy, even our children are very busy.
就像前一阵日子听到。主日学老师盼望鼓励孩子们能够每天读圣经。
And earlier, I heard that some Sunday school teacher were trying to encourage the kids to read the Bible daily.
那班上既然有小朋友啊，才小学生的孩子就说我没有时间。
And even these elementary school children says we don't have any time.
实在是在想，这今天的孩子到底忙成什么样子
？And I can't even imagine how busy could these children be.
弟兄姐妹，我们若不注重我们与主亲近的时间的话
，If we don't pay attention and focus on the time we can spend with the Lord，
这难怪我们里面的人常常是软弱。
And no wonder our inner man is so weak。
弟兄姐妹，我们需要求主使我们里面的人刚强起来。
How we need the Lord to strengthen our inner man，
好叫基督能够住在我们心里。
So that Christ may dwell in your heart。
基督因我们的信住在我们心里。就叫我们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love.
这基督住在我们心里呢，也就是我们基督徒魂成圣的那个过程。
And this is the path to sanctification.
因为基督不仅借着圣灵住在我们灵里面。
And not only Christ dwells in us through His Holy Spirit.
基督也要住在我们的心里面。
But He also dwells in our heart through faith.
我们知道我们这个物质的身体呢，有一个心脏。
We know physically we have a heart.
就是这个物质身体的功用呢，这个心脏还是这个物质生命的那个中心。
And the heart is the center of our whole physical activity.
同样，我们属灵生命呢，也有一个中心。
In the same way, our spiritual life has a center.
这里就讲到这个基督要住在我们心里。
And here it says Christ may dwell in your hearts.
基督必须是我们基督徒属灵生命也是属灵生活的那个中心。
He has to be the center of our spiritual life and our daily living.
换句话说，今天圣灵在我们身上所做的乃是要叫基督能够在我们的心中呢来做王掌权。
And in another word, the Holy Spirit is doing a work so that Christ may become the King that reigns in our heart.
箴言第四章告诉我们一件非常宝贵的事。
In Proverbs chapter 4, it says a matter a very precious thing.
他说，你们要保守你们的心，胜过保守一切。
Keep your heart more than anything.
因为一生的果效是从心发出的。
Because from your heart flows the offspring of life.
弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒的一生是否能够活出神的旨意，就取决于基督是否住在我们心里。
And if whether Christ can dwell in our heart determines whether His will can be accomplished in us.
在我们蒙恩得救之前
，Before we were saved，
你知道是谁住在我们心里吗
？Do you know who used to dwell in our heart？
就是你自己。
That is yourself, right？
是不是？
Isn't it?
你自己坐在你心里的宝座。
Yourself sat on the throne of your heart.
是你自己在那里发号施令。
It was yourself that gave orders.
来支配你的思想、情感和意志。
That yourself will command your will, your mind, your desires.
哎呀，我想怎么样
？I want to do this.
我喜欢怎么样
？I like to do that.
我要怎么样
？I will do that.
那就是我们蒙恩得救之前，我们看见是我们的己。在做我们心里面的那个宝座。
And that is before we were saved, ourself was on the throne.
因为这个我们这个己啊，坐我们心中的宝座啊，他坐了很久，所以呢，他很舒服的。
Because he sat on the throne of our heart for so long, he's there very comfortably.
所以我们看见我们这个人蒙恩得救之前啊，我们整天所发表的都是我们自己。
So before we were saved, we published ourselves all day and night.
如今我们已经蒙恩得救了。
But today we have been saved.
神借着圣灵在我们里面来做这样一个更新变化的工作。
The Holy Spirit is doing a renewing work in us.
就是要叫我们从前这个己啊，要从宝座上呢要下来。
So the Holy Spirit is dethroning this self from our heart.
我们心中的宝座呢要换人坐在上面。
And then there will be a new person seated on the throne.
谁坐在这个宝座上呢？
Who is that new person?
就是基督。
Of course, it's our Lord Jesus.
神的心意要基督在我们心中坐在宝座上来做王掌权。
It is the Father's desire for His Son to be seated on the throne of our heart to reign in our life.
以至于我们的思想、我们的情感、我们的意志不再是发表我们自己。
To a point that our mind, our thoughts, our emotions, will no longer be thinking and speaking of ourselves.
而是我们的思想、情感、意志都受基督的支配。
But that these will all be under the command of Christ.
也在我们一天生活当中来彰显、来流露基督的自己。
So that daily we can manifest the one who is on the throne.
借这个过程呢，我们这个人就越来越像基督。
And through this process, we'll be made into His likeness more and more.
就像保罗在罗马书所说的，就我们就被磨成神儿子的形象。
Just as Paul says, we're being transformed into the likeness of the Son of God.
并且我们的生活呢，也越来越多的来彰显流露基督。
And our life can also manifest the likeness of Christ more.
姐妹，这就是我们基督徒成圣那个我们的魂成圣的过程。
And this is the sanctifying of our soul.
那我们如何能够让基督在我们心中做宝座呢？
So how can Christ be truly on the throne of our heart?
而是借着十字架。
And it is only through the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这十字架有它那个客观真理的一面。
And we see the cross has that objective truth.
我们看见当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
We see when he's nailed on the cross.
当他在十字架上断气了。
As he died there.
圣殿里的幔子就从上到下裂开了。
The curtain.The veil in the temple was torn asunder.
我们看见当主的身体在十字架上裂开的时候。
As we saw the body of Christ being broken on the cross.
我们的旧人也与基督一同在十字架上也裂开了。
We know our old self had been included in Christ, broken on the cross.
这是十字架客观真理的一面。
And this is the objective truth of the cross.
十字架还有主观经历的一面。
But on the other hand, there is a subjective experience.
就是在我们身上这个属肉体的生命必须要借着圣灵来借着十字架的工制作呢，叫我们这个属肉体的生命呢能够被破碎。
That in our life, our fleshly body has to be dealt with by the cross so that it can also be broken.
正如保罗在哥林多后书第四章所说的。
And that is what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
讲到他形容我们的外面的人啊，就像是一个外面的瓦器。
He described our outer man as a clay vessel.
然后在我们灵里面的基督呢，就是里面的宝贝。
But the Christ within us is that treasure.
他说外面这个瓦器呢，必须要破碎。里面的宝贝呢才能够显出来。
He says only when the vessel of clay is broken, then the treasure can be manifested.
因此当我们身上常常带着耶稣的死，就是指的十字架主观的经历，他说以好叫耶稣的生能够在我们身上能够显明出来。
So he says we always carry with us the body of the carry with us in the body the dying of Jesus so that the life of Jesus can also be manifested.
因此圣灵就常常借着我们的环境呢来破碎我们这个外面的这个人。
Therefore the Holy Spirit is working with all the circumstances in our life to break this outer man.
当每一次我们能够顺服圣灵的带领，
When every time we can follow and obey the leading of the Spirit,
当我们能够顺服圣灵在我们身上的那个制作，
When we can allow him to mold us and make us,
我们看见我们外面这个人呢就被破碎一点。
Then we will see our outer man is broken a little more.
那当外面这个人呢，就是我们这个属肉体的生命越来越被破碎的时候。
And when this outer man is broken more and more,
我们看见里面的基督就越多的能够彰显出来。
Then the Christ within us can be more and more manifested.
基督就能够住在我们心里。
And Christ can truly dwell in our heart.
叫我们的爱心是有根有基。
So that we being rooted and grounded in love.
对，也就是说我们能够生根建造在基督的爱里。
That we can be built up and even take root in the love of Christ.
姐妹，当基督住在我们心里的时候
，When Christ dwells in our heart.
这个神的爱呢，也充满在我们心里。
Then the love of Christ can also be shed abroad in our heart.
因为神就是爱。
Because He is love.
当基督在我们心里居住的时候
，When Christ dwells in our heart.
我们看见他就把这个爱呢，就充满在我们心里。
And He will fill our heart with love.
所以我们看见我们就能够因着这样的爱在我们心中
so because of the love of Christ in us
我们能够爱我们的神
we're able to love our God
我们能够爱我们的弟兄姐妹
we're able to love our brothers and sisters
你能够连那个不可爱的你也能够爱
and you're even able to love those who are not lovable
就是逼迫你的仇敌你也能够因着爱他而为他祷告
even your enemies who persecute you you're able toLove them and pray for them.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道今天在你生活在你周遭当中有没有仇敌呢
I don't know if you have enemies in your life.
可能是你的配偶
It might be your spouse.
你觉得好像上辈子欠他的
And you thought that you owe him or her everything that you have.
当然我们是没有上辈子
And of course we don't have.
可能是你的孩子
Perhaps it's your children.
哎呀，你觉得怎么会神怎么会安排这样的孩子
And maybe you're thinking, how come the Lord gave me such a kid?
弟兄姐妹，在你周遭，神所安排的每一个人事物
，But do you know everything, in your circumstance, in your environment?
都是神根据他极大的智慧精心所安排的。
It's measured out for you by the wisdom of God.
为的就是要破碎你那个外面的人。
With a purpose that our outer man may be broken.
因为神的心意要叫基督从我们里面能够彰显出。
Because it is God's desire that Christ may be manifested through our inner man.
弟兄姐妹，我们有一个选择。
And so we have a choice.
你可以仍然顾惜你自己外面的这个人。
We can care intensely for our outer man.
觉得一切的难处都是别人造成。
We think all these difficulties are caused by others and they are against us.
或是你能够服在神大能的手下。
Or we can choose.To surrender under the powerful hand of God.
你能够看见圣灵借着这周围的人事物在我们身上所要成就的那个旨意是何等荣耀。
And you can start to see the glory of the purpose of God that He tries to accomplish through all these environments.
好叫我们外面的这个人能够快一点被主所破碎。
So that we can allow the Lord to break this outer man even quicker.
叫基督能够在我们里面真是能够作王掌权
So that Christ can truly reign in our heart
弟兄姐妹当我们靠着那位爱我们的主住在我们心里
When the Lord who loves us dwells in our heart
我们就能够在一切的事上得胜有余了
Then we can be more than conquerors in all things
因为没有一件事情是这位爱我们的主不能胜过
Because there is nothing that the Lord who loves us cannot overcome
弟兄姐妹在你生活当中此时此刻有没有难处呢
Brothers and sisters, do you have a difficulty right now in this moment in your life?
有没有什么难处是你觉得这是不可能能够解决的呢
Do you have troubles beyond what you can solve?
这节目我们要认识到我们有宝贝在我们这个瓦器
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that there is a treasure in our earthen vessels.
他要显出那个莫大的能力
That he wants to display his exceeding power.
而且被不是出于我们自己
Not that, not of ourselves.
今天就像刚刚早先泰勒弟兄所分享的
Just as our brother shared earlier.
今天我们的难处啊，其实不在环境
The difficulty we have is not in our environment.
我们的难处就在于我们这个己
The difficulty we have is in ourselves.
我们这个己啊，不愿意从我们心中的宝座下来。
That this self is unwilling to be dethroned.
我们不愿意我们这个瓦器被破碎。
He's unwilling for this earthen vessel to be broken.
我们觉得瓦器虽然好像不怎么好看。
Even though we thought this earthen vessel is not so great looking.
但是也还不错。
But at least it's decent.
也挺好用的。
And it's useful in some
ways. 还有很多的功用。
And it's functional.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们最大的难。
And this is our problem.
我们不愿意让瓦器被破碎。
We're unwilling for this earthen vessel to be broken.
以至于我们心里面那个宝贝
And to the point that the treasure within us,
那个基督的大爱,
the love of Christ,
基督复活生命的大能,
and the power of his resurrection is unable to be manifested through us.
弟兄姐妹, 我们何等需要起来祷告,
how we need to rise up to pray.
求主叫我们里面的人刚强起来,
to pray that our inner man may be strengthened.
使基督因信住在我们心里,
that Christ may dwell in our heart through faith.
叫我们能够在他的大爱里面能够生根, 能够建造,
that we can be rooted and grounded in his love.
弟兄姐妹, 我们要知道只有基督的爱能够坚固我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know only God's love can strengthen us.
今天或许我们面临各样的难处或挑战。
Perhaps we are faced with many difficulties, many challenges.
但是基督的爱若是在我们里面，是我们所生根建造的。
But if we can be rooted and grounded and be built up in His love,
我们看见我们就能够面对每一件事情。
Then we see you'll be able to face anything.
也只有这基督的爱能够保守我们的下一代。
And only the love of Christ can keep and hold our children, our next generation.
我们知道在几个月，我们高中生就有二十多位高中生，他们就要毕业，就要到外头上大学。
We know in two more months, there will be more than 20 high schoolers graduating this year.
你们知道今天在美国的大学是一个非常危险的环境。
And perhaps you already know that the college campuses today is a very dangerous place.
我们这些孩子们，他们如何能够在那样一个危险的环境当中，他们能够被保守下来？
How can they wade through all the difficult and dangerous circumstances and to be kept in the Lord?
他们需要扎根在基督的爱里。
They need to be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ.
这是为什么我们需要为他们祷告。
And this is why we need to pray for them.
叫他们能够生根建造在神的爱里。
So that they can truly be built up, being rooted and grounded in love.
因为神的爱是永不失败的。
Because love never fails.
我们赞美我们的主。
And we do praise the Lord for him.
当基督在我们心里面住在我们心里的时候。
And when Christ can dwell in our hearts.
不仅我们的爱有根有基。
Not only we are rooted and grounded in love.
并且我们能够与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
But we are also able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
我们知道当基督住在我们心里。
And we know when Christ dwells in our hearts.
神的爱就充满在我们心里。
This love will be shed abroad in our hearts.
所以我们基督徒的生活呢就扎根在基督的爱里。
And that our life can be grounded and rooted in his love.
并且我们发现我们的思想情感意志呢都能够把这个基督的爱呢能够彰显流露出来。
And we our mind, our thoughts, our emotions can also manifest the love within us.
我们就看见当在神的儿女们中间。
And then we can see among the children of God.
如果每一位神的儿女们都在那里彰显流露基督的大爱。
When every child of God is experiencing and manifesting the love of Christ.
我们看见我们就能够一同来明白原来基督的爱是何等的。
Then when we come together, we can comprehend with all the saints the breadth and length, height and depth.
这也是荣耀教会在地上的那个见证。
And that is the glorious church testimony on the earth.
就是能够把基督的大爱彰显出来。
That the love of Christ can be manifested through the church.
我们知道我们人的爱和神的爱是非常不一样。
We know our human love and God's love is very different.
基本上来说，我们人的爱呢，我们能够来爱那些有需要软弱的人。
And perhaps with human love, we can love those who are weak or in need.
我们就显出我们的爱心。
Then we have already shown that, oh, we are full of love.
但是当我们看到我们周围其他弟兄姐妹。
But when we see brothers and sisters,
哇，他们工作比我们成功。
We see them perhaps more successful in their career.
他们钱赚的比我们多。
And they make more money than us.
他们孩子上的学校比我们的孩子上的学校好。
Their children go to better schools than our children.
有姐妹也能够从心里面与他一同欢喜快乐。
Can you truly rejoice with them in your heart?
有姐妹，唯有基督的爱充满在我们中间。
But only when the love of Christ fills our heart.
我们才能够与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱。
Then we can truly rejoice with them and to comprehend the love of Christ.
在近代教会历史当中，摩拉维亚大复兴呢，它就是一个圣徒他们因着同心合意祷告而带进的一个神荣耀见证的恢复。
In the modern church history, this Moravian revival is one of the best examples for the work of God in the in the Church of Christ.
那芬尼弟兄呢？他对这个复兴的这个词呢，下了一个定义。
And this brother Finney had a definition for the word revival.
他说呢，复兴呢是乃是教会从他一个在一个倒退的一个光景呢，被恢复到神荣耀教会的那个地位。
He described revival as the church being a backward, a backsliding church.Being restored to a position of a glorious church according to God's will.
并且呢，使教会呢能够重新的归顺于神。
And then also that the church can again be be under subjection unto God.
我们也可以这么说，复兴乃是神按照他荣耀的心意，在他的教会中所做的一个恢复的工作。
In another word, revival is God's work of restoration according to His glorious will.
就是当神的教会从他所应当有的那个见证失落的时候，神就在他教会中来做这样一个恢复的工作。
That when the church has fallen short of that glorious purpose that the Lord has intended, the Lord comes and restore it.
对，在十八世纪所发生的这个摩拉维亚大复兴呢，在历史上也被称为第二次的五旬节。
And this Moravian revival from the 18th century is also calledThe second Pentecost.
这个复兴是怎么开始的呢？
And how did this revival begin?
乃是在十八世纪初呢，神先得着了一个合用的器皿，叫做新兴道夫。
And we see that from the beginning of 18th century, the Lord gained a vessel that is usable to him, serviceable to him, called Count Zinzendorf.
后来呢，圣灵就引导这位新兴道夫弟兄呢，就把他从因着从继承遗产所得的钱呢，买了一块土地。
And so this Count Zinzendorf, by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, used his inheritance money to buy that he bought a piece of estate.
是在德国的那个，在德国那个萨克森的地区呢，买了这个土地以后呢，他就奉献给神，盼望能够成为一个神的园子。
And he bought a large estate in the German state of Saxony, and he called it the Garden of God.
那为什么神借着这位弟兄呢预备那样一个地方呢？
So why did the Lord use him to prepare such a place?
因为在当时呢是正在这个天主教改教的一个过程的动荡当中。
Because it was in the great reformation of the Catholic Church and there was a lot of turmoils.
有许多的基督徒为着神的心意遭受逼迫。
Many Christians were persecuted because of the will of God.
那这位新兴道夫弟兄呢，就收留这些为着主而遭逼迫的这些基督徒来到他的庄园里。
So this Count Zinzendorf received many persecuted Christians who were escaped to his estate.
然后很快的呢，他的这个庄园呢，就住进了几百位的弟兄姐妹们。
So very quickly, his estate was filled with over a few hundred people.
然而在这个地方呢。却有不同的这个宗派背景弟兄姐妹，他们一同来到那里。
But they all came from different denominations and different backgrounds.
他们这些都是爱主的弟兄姐妹。
These brothers and sisters are all in love with the Lord.
他们都是为着主的心意遭受逼迫的弟兄姐妹。
And they were all persecuted because of the will of God.
那我们想啊，当他们聚在一起的时候，哇，那简直就是。在地如在天了。
So we can imagine when they finally all met together and lived together, it would have been a heaven on earth, right?
但事实却不是这样。
But the fact is that it was just the opposite.
因为他们每个人都认为自己持守真理。
Because all of them think that they were holding fast to the truth.
他们在那里彼此相争。
And they were arguing among each other.
很快这片土地就成为一场
So very quickly, this estate became a battlefield.
在那样一个小小的一个地方呢，就成为整个基督教世界分裂的一个缩影。
In that small little estate becomes an epitome of the dissension of the whole church, the Christianity.
在当时从人眼光来看，要他们能够同心合意、彼此相爱，这似乎是不可能的事。
From human perspective, it was impossible for them to dwell with one another and to love one another.
但是就是在这样一个绝望的一个光景里头。
But in such a desperate time,
圣灵借着十字架做了一件 不可思议的事情。
The Holy Spirit, through the cross, did a marvelous work.
就透过圣经道夫弟兄和其他弟兄们，他们一同在主面前祷告，寻求交通。
That through Konstantindorf and other brothers, as they prayed before the Lord earnestly and as they fellowshipped,
圣灵在他们中间就开始了。这个复兴的工作
The Holy Spirit began a revival work among them.
他们许多人痛哭悔罪
And many of them cried in repentance.
他们看到自己是那样的不顺服
They saw how disobedient they had been.
是那样的顽梗悖逆
And how stubborn and rebellious.
所以当圣灵借着十字架在他们身上来破碎他们这外面的人的时候
So as the Holy Spirit using the cross to break that outer man,
圣灵在他们中间就有一条道路
And there is a way made paved for the Spirit
他们就开始特别的来注重他们所相同的在信仰上相同的重点
They started to pay attention to the common faith that they have
而不去坚持那些他们所不同的地方
And they no longer hold fast on the differences that they have
在1727年5月的12号那个日子
On May 10th, 1727,
他们个人都在自己所蒙召的地位上，把自己再一次的奉献给主。
They all come before the Lord and reconsecrated themselves.
他们愿意做主的仆人。
And they were willing to be the servant of the Lord.
他们愿意来跟随圣灵在他们中间的那个带领。
They were willing to follow the leading of the Spirit among them.
结果我们看见圣灵就大大的浇灌在他们中间。
We saw the Holy Spirit fill them.And descended upon them.
奇妙的大复兴就临到了他们。
And it was amazing, full revival.
许多人都甘心奉献自己来做主耶稣基督的仆人。
Many consecrated themselves to be the servants of the Lord.
在1727年的夏天，他们形容那真是一个黄金的夏天。
And they described it themselves. It was a golden summer of 1727.
因为在那里。他们所在的地方真实的成为神的园子
Because in reality, in actuality, it became a God's garden.
后来历史学家他们也来记载那一段的复兴他们说那是在 世界上那唯一真正可以被称为弟兄相爱的一个地方
And historians describe that that was the only place on earth that can, you can truly describe that there is brotherly love.
兄姐妹当我们看见有一班的弟兄姐妹他们真正的合一
When we can see that there is a true unity among brothers and sisters
他们真实的让基督在他们心中来做主
They truly allow the Lord to Christ to be the Lord in their heart
我们看见圣灵在他们中间所成就的是我们无法想象的
We see that what the Lord has accomplished in them is beyond what we can imagine
一方面他们里面满了基督的爱
On one hand they were filled by the love of Christ
以至于从他们中间所差派出去的宣教士呢，是远远超过过去二十年全世界基督教世界所加在一起的数目。
To a point, in the next 20 years, they sent out more missionaries than the entire Christianity world has sent out combined in the past centuries.
不仅如此，因为因着他们爱那些世上灵魂的缘故。
Not only that, because of their love for the souls of the men on the earth.
他们不顾艰难的。来到美国向印第安人传福音
Against all difficulties they came to America and preached the gospel to the Native Americans
甚至有些人为了要将这个宝贵的福音传给奴隶他们甘心自己卖作奴隶
Some of them were even willing to be sold as slaves so that they can preach the gospel to the slaves
所以在那三十年当中他们就把耶稣基督的福音传遍了欧洲、美洲、亚洲、非洲。
So in the next 30 years, they preached the gospel to Europe, to America, to Asia, to Africa.
因着基督的爱在他们里面激励他们。
Because of the love of Christ, was at work in them.
他们愿意像他们的主一样。
They were willing to be just like their Lord.
就像那一粒落在地里的麦子一样死了。
Just as a grain of wheat falling into the ground and died.
所以当他们所到之处
So wherever they went
都结出许多福音的籽粒了
They bore much seed Much fruit
有姐妹这是圣灵借着十字架在他们中间所成就的一个复兴
And this is a great revival that the Holy Spirit was able to do among them
然而这摩拉维亚复兴带给教会更大的贡献乃是他们的祷告
But even greater contribution they brought to the church was their prayer
在那个金色夏天的那个过程当中，那叫人恳求的灵降下来。
During that golden summer, a spirit of petition fell descended among them.
在当时中，他们中间就有24位弟兄和24位姐妹，他们愿意站出来为着教会有守望的祷告。
There were 24 brothers and 24 sisters who were willing to be covenanted from among them to as watchmen for the church.
他们分班在每一天24小时不间断的为教会为着福音来祷告。
They took shifts to pray for the church 24/7 without ceasing.
这就是他们中间那著名的守望祷告的开始。
And that was that great at the beginning of the great watchman prayer meeting.
也就是以赛应验了以赛亚书62章那里所说的。
As we read from Isaiah chapter 62.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立的守望者。
That I have appointed watchmen upon your walls, Jerusalem.
他们昼夜并不静默。
That they will not keep silent.
他们也不歇息。
And they will take no rest.
他们也不叫神的工作歇息。
And they will give the Lord no rest.
所以我们看见当他们在那里一同这样子守望祷告的时候，
So as they came together in watchfulness in prayers,
不是一天，
not just one day,
不是一个星期，
not just one week,
不是一个月，
not a month,
他们这样持续守望祷告整整100年之久。
They continue the watchful prayer for 100 years.
所以我们看见神在地上，在他的教会中间兴起了许多的复兴。
So we see how the Lord was able to bring much revival to his church on the earth.
包括了美国第一次和第二次的一个大觉醒。
including the great spiritual awakening in America.
还有英国的大复兴。
The British revival.
所以在那段时间当中得着许多那宝贵的器皿。
And he was able, the Lord was able to gain many precious vessels.
所以姐妹，当我们回顾他们的历史。
And when we look back on history.
我们看见就是当有一般的弟兄姐妹，
We saw that it all began with a group of brothers and sisters.
他们借着祷告，
Through prayers.
因着圣灵在他们身上的工作，
By the work of the Holy Spirit in them.
我们看见他们外面的人被破碎了，
Their outer man was broken.
基督住在了他们心里，
Christ was able to dwell in their heart.
我们看见因着这基督的大爱，
And because of the love of Christ.
他们在神面前奉献自己，
they consecrated themselves fully before the
Lord, 成为圣洁和主所使用的器，
that they became holy usable vessels.
我们看见圣灵就在他们中间将基督长阔高深的爱充满在他们，
and the Holy Spirit filled in them that love of Christ that is wide and long and deep and high.
他们能够在那里彼此的相爱，
and they were able to love one another.
在圣灵里面有一个合一的见证，
there is a testimony of the unity in the Spirit.
并且借着他们在那里昼夜不住的同心合意祷告，
and also through them they were able to pray continually day and night.
我们看见神在教会中的那个心意得着恢复，
then the will of God was able to be restored among the church.
而神荣耀的见证也在地上被恢复起来，
and God's glorious testimony was also able to be restored.
弟兄姐妹，当我们听到这样的一段历史，
and when we hear such a history,
我不晓得弟兄姐妹你们的感觉是如何。
I don't know what you feel in your heart.
或许我们觉得这似乎是不可能再发生的事。
Perhaps we feel that it is almost impossible to reenact history.
然而在人是不能。
But it is what is impossible with men.
在神凡事都能。
It is possible with God.
弟兄姐妹，你心里面有这样的一个渴望吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have such a desire?A longing in your heart.
在我们前面还有一段路我们要走。
There is still a way before us.
或许还有一小段的时间直到主回来。
Perhaps we have a little time before the coming of the Lord.
这姐妹，我们要如何走呢？
How will we walk this path?
我们是愿意马马虎虎得过且过呢？
Are we willing to just live as it goes and just let the time drift by?
还是我们愿意起来祷告？
Or are we willing to rise up to pray?
我们愿意求神再使我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
To pray that the Lord will strengthen our inner man.
叫基督能够住在我们心里。
That Christ may dwell in our heart.
叫他的爱能够充满在我们的心里。
That His love can be shed abroad in our heart.
叫我们能够来竭力保守合一。
So that we can hold fast unto the unity of the Spirit.
我们能够来学习彼此相爱。
And that we can learn to love one another.
我在主面前有这样的一个心愿和祷告。
Now I have such a desire and a prayer before the Lord.
盼望主或许能够在我们中间。也能够兴起二十四位弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord perhaps also raise up 24 brothers and sisters.
愿意主把这样一个真实负担放在我们弟兄姐妹的心中。
May the Lord give us a true burden.
我们能够起来为神的教会守望祷告。
That we can rise up and pray and intercede for His church.
或许。
Perhaps.
很有可能。
And more likely.
当我们照着神心意来祷告的时候
And when we are able to pray according to His purpose
神能够把他的复兴也赐在我们中间
He can also bring a revival among us
叫我们在末了的这个时候
So that in this, during this end time
我们能够成为主在地上那个荣耀的见证
We can be a glorious testimony of Himself
愿主亲自的在我们每个人的心中来做他所要做的事
May the Lord accomplish His work in our hearts Let us bow our heads in prayers.
主，我们知道你在每个世代中，你都在寻找那为着你心意而祷告的一般人。
Lord, we know you in every generation. You have been looking for those who are willing to pray according to your purpose.
主，我们不敢说我们配。
Lord, we dare not say that we are worthy.
但主我们要说你配
But we want to say that you are worthy
主愿你在十字架舍命的大爱再来充满我们的心
May your love your sacrificial love on that cross again fill our hearts
激励我们
And constrain us
叫我们不仅明白你的心意
So that not only we can understand your purpose
叫我们能够起来答应你的
But that we may also rise up to follow and obey
靠着你的恩典
By your grace
使我们成为一般和你心意祷告的人
That we can be a group of people who can intercede on your behalf
主好像你在我们中间
So that you can be among us
你还能够来显明你那复兴的工作
That you can again revive your work
主不仅为着我们自己
Not only for ourselves
也更为着我们的下一代
But especially for our next generation
主你得着荣耀
Lord may you gain your glory
因为你配得荣耀
Because you are worthy of glory
愿你得着你所当得的一切
May you receiveEverything that is due you. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray.